We the people don't agree. For this suffering, there is no need. But they'll wait until there's a revolution. Revolution everywhere. Burning of property. More homeless people lying in the streets.
So don't scared about your wealth. Won't you just get up and hail? If the history repeats itself, fight to win. If you tired of the mind and you want to change his master plan, won't somebody lift a hand? Fight to win.
We the people cry in vain. We beg our leaders to see reason, to show our little pity. For this suffering, there is no need. But they'll wait until there's a revolution.
They want revolution everywhere.
Burning of property.
More homeless people.
Knocking all the Gbedu today, 2nd August 2020, 23 years after the passing on of Fela Anikula Pokuti. And yes, today I told you, and I promised you an advertiser that we will be talking to key members of Fela's family. And right now we have my brother, Sheun Anikula Pokuti. Good day, Sheun. How are you doing?
Radio.
Yeah, long time, my bro. You know, define me again, Naso.
Long time, oh.
Long time. COVID no make people they see themselves again, no.
Nobody they come out, too.
Nobody they come out, I know. All right. Sheun, we come a long way. I remember that concert, you know, May Day, remember? Shell Club in those days, good old days. We fella say, if I not pay you, make you not go. You not remember?
I remember.
You remember? Okay, but I said to that time, when nobody say you could come bring your voice again, no.
You give me my first show.
You tell the people, made it here. Aru, give you your first
now
show.
You give me my first professional show. We pay me. Pay me money.
Sheun Kuti's first professional show. Natoye Aru Logu, Black Man Aru. Now you give up. All right, thank you very much. All right, Sheun, we've been talking to some members of the family. We spoke with Yeni earlier. We spoke to Femi. And right now, we're talking to you. This is 23 years after Baba's passing. How do you feel? What does it bring to you? What kind of memories, you know? And do you miss him?
Well, I have to say, that's it, you know. I miss more of his presence being around, you know. That's more of the... that's where I get more emotional. I just wish that he was around because, you know, he's been gone for such a long time and I've been able to have closure on his passing, you know. I'm grieved and, you know, so now I just try to make sure that I do the things that I can to keep the legacy going and keep him proud and, you know, also find ways to make sure that I stay connected to the energy that is Fela Nicola Mukuti in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I really do appreciate, but like I keep saying to all the members of the family, Fela was your daddy, but our own father. And you know which end they talk. Not be my mind, you know. You
not
know.
Be my mind, you.
Yeah, not be my mind. From Tabora to the, you know now, what do you work? All right, so it's a special day for us here on Spirit of Nigeria Radio as we celebrate the life and times, paying tribute to Fela Anikula Pukuti. All right, tell me, Femi, Shehu, you are a musical, you know, icon already in Nigeria, okay? And, okay, did Fela make it, like, compulsory for you to play music?
No, no, Fela did not make anything compulsory. I think maybe I can say maybe, like, nudge me towards music because, you know, I grew up in Calcutta.
Okay.
I grew up around the band. There was always music going on. You know, I went on tours. There was always shows happening. So maybe, yeah, that influenced my development, you know, in some way. But there was no time. I can't remember at the time. It was like, oh, you have to play music or something.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm sure he has left a good legacy. You know, your brother Femi is there. You are there. I mean, what else will a man want? You know, even me, go. I see they pray. Maybe my kids, make them be like me. You know, but you guys have already made a success of your father's, you know, legacy, whether you like it or not. And of course, you know that Nigeria recognizes Fela as what, even the entire world recognizes Fela as a strong musical icon. But you know, in those days, and now that, you know, we used to wonder, why did Fela have a large band? Do you have any inkling to that? Fela had not a band, he had an orchestra. That's what Oyibo man would call it. The band was so large.
Well, Fela was also like, you know, Fela was a socialist. So for him, his music was not just to make him alone rich. You know, he wanted to be as many people as possible to also enjoy from the benefits. You know, that's what music is all about. You know? Music is never supposed to be a one-man thing. You're supposed to use it to empower other musicians, you know. And so basically, I think that's why Fela always had a large retinue of people around him. You know?
Yeah, but even
way of redistributing his wealth.
Okay. Well, I agree with that because even beyond the band, there were so many people around.
Exactly.
You know, Fela was a welfareist. You could walk into his house. If you stay up to 1 week, you don't become a member of the family. Fela could give you chop money joint, you know?
And salary.
And salary. All right, now, okay, let's look at, you know, the music, you know, and some of the key innovations, you know, Fela brought into his music. You know, I also know that you studied music, so you would have a good idea of some of the things I'm talking about. All right, let's look at the two bass guitars, Fela. It's not normal in music. It's, you know, so how did he arrive at that? Do you have an idea?
No, not normal in popular music.
Yeah,
you know?
Popular music. Yeah.
But I think Fela was someone that was always trying to like find ways to create a new sound, you know. Was always innovating his music. Even the music that I play is more like 70s Afrobeat music. That's what's like really dance Afrobeat. That's what really inspired me from my dad's era. But by the time my father died, my father was even going back to more high life infused Afrobeat music that went on for like 45 minutes.
Okay.
Songs like Play for Jaga Jaga.
Ah,
big blind country.
COP.
You know, Akuna,
you know, brother of Parambuleto.
By that time, that was in another era of music entirely as well, you know.
Okay.
Different from what I'm doing, you know. And so that was Fela, you know. So that second bass was a part of Fela's continual tinkering.
Yeah, improvement of the music. I mean,
and that, also Fela was, you know. It's not now that Fela is dead that everybody suddenly accept the music for what it was. A lot of critics at that time, because Fela refused to cut his music short and compared it with European classical music. You know, so Fela was constantly also trying to enlarge his sound to be more, big band, you know, big orchestra,
yeah,
sound. So double bass, you know, he had like 10 horn section,
mm-hmm. Big conga drum,
the big conga drum, yeah. And I had two congas now, he had the shekere, he had the koko, he had the agogo, you know,
yeah,
different sounds were in the music because he really wanted, to recreate a big orchestra, you know.
And that made a difference. That was the fascination for us, you know, in Fela's music. I mean, that, you know, being non-conformist, you know, and, you know, my brother told me when I was talking to him yesterday that Miles Davis himself said that, Fela's music is not something you can joke with. You know what I mean? Okay.
So
what's happening to the band now? I mean, you are in charge of the band.
The band is really doing good.
You like say, you de chop or you de chop.
Don't ask me anything, you know. I've been waiting for you since.
No verse. Because I didn't hear keke. You didn't chop you. Okay, no problem. Me, sir, I will chop my own after now.
I don't know whether they chop or not. Do you have evidence?
Okay, I don't have evidence. No problem. Mm-hmm. I'm a millennial. I saw your pastor for answer me now. I know. Yeah, go ahead, please.
You know, for me, it was... the band is... 23 years after my dad, still thriving. Mm. You know, I think we're... What was important for me was to make sure that the Edith 80 was at the level that it's supposed to be at.
Mm.
Not only in Nigeria, but where my father left it, and to even try and push and break more barriers with the band, you know. So, yeah, I mean, the band is doing good. We're still here. We're still strong. For me, not just a band anymore.
Yeah.
The Edith 80 is more like an African musical institution, you know.
Yeah, I was going to use that word, institution, too. Yeah.
So, I think in terms of African music, you know, I pray that, you know, as I continue to age and grow, you know, more young people are inspired by the kind of thing that I stand for and I represent.
Mm.
I can have a way to continue the institution that is Egypt 80 band.
Mm. Okay, all right. You know what? I know that whether you like it or not, your father did not force you to play music, but there's a strong influence of Fela in your own music or even in the community music. And you know what I want the people to do? Just take a break now. We're going to play you Sheun Kuti's Many Things. Let's see if there is Fela in that music. Many Things, courtesy of Sheun. Just hang on there. In 2 minutes, I'll be back with you. We can now wrap up the interview. But let's listen to one of your songs, which is called Many Things.
In the economic sphere, a well-conceived and well-intentioned private ambition program.
President Obasanjo.
When I came in 8 years ago, many Nigerians.
by Still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we are celebrating the 23rd memorial anniversary of the passing on of the legend Fela Anikulapokuti. And we've been talking in the short while with Sheu Kuti. Sheu, that is many things. I hear the call and response, the on session. You be like Fela, you be like Fela, make we no lie.
But you know, then we play the lyrics itself now. Nothing.
We go play and. I just know what make me say.
Nobody like the radio show now. One play our music. When are they play our music? Where
we go play and where?
One play and create the time.
Okay, so you go. We dey do am. We go see. We go jam and plenty. 8 hours today. We're going to 10.
Now for my first album, be that. Now many things.
Many things.
Yeah.
I won't make with the jive. We go see. Plenty. Look, every Wednesday on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, we do Afrobeat Wednesday, 8 to 10. Babe, with the splash, I'll not be small. I don't want to make me say you don't hold on too long. Now make me say me the lower, make you just the under. All right, okay. So I feel Fela in this music. Tell me, my brother. Okay, that was your first one. Many things. Fela day inside, I'll not be small.
I mean, I think Fela is not even for music, we day more distant to Afrobeat. That Afrobeat, like my music, I mean, Fela is influencing artists in rock music, in pop music.
That's true.
You know, so definitely there's a lot of Fela influence in any Afrobeat band, and I'm not any different from that.
Okay, that's true. I like it. Okay, so talk to me now. Which of Fela's music, your favorite question I've been asking every member of the family?
Wow, I get many favorites, but I think... Fela get original Superhead is one of my favorites.
Wow,
original Look and Laugh.
Look and Laugh. I go play original Superhead. Once I finish this interview with you, we are blasting 30 minutes straight, non-stop, of Lenio. Trust me now. Okay, so original Superhead, Look and Laugh. Look and Laugh, good. But you know, the music that really, you know, swayed me to Fela was Confusion Breakbone.
When we part one.
When we did for you, no part two. When we did for you, bang bala, boo lo ya, bang bala. The music nine key me for Fela, nine lock me inside where I never come out.
Nagbedu,
no be small, and you know Fela can play. You know, yes, yeah, so. Da. Lenio. Now that one is a finish from you and I don't know. I don't lock in. And you know, another interesting thing about Fela is that, you know, the guys, you know, the fans, they used to have different kinds of interpretations for the on session, for what he was saying, for the call and response.
That was part of the shrine.
The shrine culture. Because we said, Baba Fela. She won't look with ya fella, lo. Emi ko baba fella. She won't look with ya fella, lo. Emi ko tad. No be small. You know, and of course, bad time now. So, you know, see, I don't deal on squaddy with Marlboro that time. we don't move up now. We try. Maybe that time we did take squaddy, but I rot got, you know, with Marlboro, you know.
Yeah, they drink squadron.
You see the drink, you good once in a while. All right, so. Okay, now tell me, 23 years after Fela is gone, but his music lives, his personality, his philosophy, everybody all over the world, you know. There are places I go to, and when they say, where are you from? I say, I'm from Fela's country. And they don't even need to ask me. They just know that, yeah, this guy is a Nigerian. All right, and Fela was a man of many parts. A question, as you would have asked, you know, earlier with the, you know, with Femi Yeni. But let me ask you, okay, look, background-wise, Fela was coming from, like I said, the first set of Ajebota family in Nigeria, one of those very first set, upper middle class by any standard. But all of them, and if I say you say video, you did Femi too, all of Nana revolutionaries, if I say you did inside blood, what do you think, you know, is the cause of this?
I think the revolutionary spirit, political awareness of the Anikulapo and some Kuti family came from outside. It was the marrying of my grandmother into our family that politicized the family, you know. So all our children were raised politically, you know, Uncle Beko, Uncle Koye, my dad, Auntie Dolu. you know, and that has always, and that has passed down as a tradition to their kids and things like that. So I think that's the core of it, really. You know, before her, my parents, my ancestors were nothing but stupid reverends.
What do you mean by that? Okay, we understand that. Don't let us go deep into that, you know.
I won't answer you.
All right, I understand what you're talking about, you know. All right, okay, thank you very much, Show, for being a part of this celebration of your daddy's 23rd memorial anniversary. And, well, I think Fela will continue to live forever. And I say, like I told that coffin for head of state, like I said to Femi, he's one of my son's favorite. You know, he plays the keyboard. One day when he comes back from where he's schooling, I'll let you guys meet. Maybe he can jam with you on one of these days. You know, he really loves Baba's music. And we'll play you the full length now of many things so that you don't accuse us of bringing it down or into bits. Sheun, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I'd like to appreciate all members of the Fela Kuti family. Everybody's been cooperating with us. We spoke to Yeni earlier, we spoke to Femi, and now we're speaking to Sheun. Right now, we'll take a short break. We'll play 30 minutes of Fela's music. But before then, let us play many things by Sheun. Because
thank you,
Fela.
Hey,
no
Bye.
Problem. All right. Because, you know, Fela did not die. Fela just passed on the battle to quiet a few more people. All right, one of them is Sheun Kuti. Many things.
Many things. think many things. What I am is pass anything. We make me think many things. What I am is pass anything. When I see the way my people they live on the bridge and on top of water. When I hear the nonsense things our leaders they do. When I see the yoga of police in prison for stealing. When I hear education minister in scandal for stealing. When I see our senators throw shea pull a bada. When I see our senators throwing shea just to shea money. Then go shea the billions where they supposed to take fit the people. Then go shea the billions where they supposed to take help the people. I don't hear many things. I don't see many.